We're Alive is brought to you by...
I'm a 60-year-old stockbroker, married, and the father of three grown sons. A few months ago, I happened on a certain internet chat room and was transformed by it almost overnight into a madman. Oh, I'm not exaggerating. Since my discovery of that room, I've spent every possible moment vying for the attention of the women in it and the rest of my time longing to be among them. I know my behavior is bizarre and self-destructive, but I can't seem to control it. Internet addictions are much more common than you might think. You don't have to look far for help, however. The Nonprofit Center for the Treatment of Cyber Psychoneuroses has therapists available around the clock who have an impressive record of achieving cures in as little as a single session.
Dialed In, a new audio series from Oral Stage Studios, premiering July 6th. At oralstage.com and radiodramarevival.com.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 31. Family Ties. Part 1 of 3.
What is it?
We need to get going. We're late.
Already?
I'm opening the door.
Fine.
Your appointment's this morning, you know.
I know. I doubt I need to be on time. Just get in here.
She's got other people to see. You're not the only one. Let's go.
How's your back?
Oh, you know, it's better today. I think I just pulled something.
Next time... You really should listen to me and take it easy when you're working out so much.
That's easier said than done.
Is she ready?
I slept in.
Obviously. Don't just lie there. We need to get moving.
I thought he was gonna...
I'm going with you this time. So hurry up.
Why are you?
You can pick her up afterwards.
It's not like it's far. I can take myself if you have other things to...
Very funny.
There. Done.
You're wearing that.
Bricks gave me one of his shirts. Not much else fits.
All right. Come on.
So what am I supposed to do now?
What you normally do.
I watch her.
Then do something else. You're still here.
I didn't figure out what to do yet. Can't I just go? I want to see too.
Scratch.
Oh, shit, dry.
I heard that.
What do I?
I'll take care of this.
We need to talk. You have a minute?
Nope, not really. She has an appointment this morning.
Like that matters to me. This is important.
Really, the exam room's right there. I can just go the rest of...
Please do.
I'll be in there in a sec. Don't go anywhere.
I'm concerned about your...
You mind if we talk in here? I don't want her overhearing.
Here. I'll open this one up.
Why does that still matter?
I'd rather this conversation stay between us.
That girl? Do you think I give a fuck about what she thinks?
It would make it a lot more difficult to handle her.
Why you care is beyond me.
What is it that you wanted to talk to me about?
Why is he still here?
I didn't know you wanted me to...
Not you, the old man. 4 months and no leads? We have other things we need to focus on. How much longer do you think this is gonna take?
As long as necessary.
Maybe you should swap him out for this girl. She still may know something.
She was gone long before they were going anywhere. She has no idea where her friends went.
So you've told me. But are you sure?
positive.
Is it even worth it anymore?
It's always been worth it.
Only to you. Regardless, I still see no results.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means my patience is wearing thin.
What about from life till death?
I know when to walk away. Keep pushing for your lost cause and you'll be the death of me.
What about the rules?
I didn't tell you to stop, did I?
So what now?
Tell them less rations for the old man.
You already do that. They give him scraps as it is.
Then tell them he gets nothing until he gives me something.
So what? Starve him? You want me? Crap. All right.
Well, you know, it's busy at times. And being that I'm the only one here now, it can get rough, but we just try to make do.
Get to it, Doc. I don't have all day.
Okay, just sit back and relax. I need to take a little blood.
You do?
She's not just here for an ultrasound. I need to make sure she's healthy, too.
Fine.
Did you read those materials I gave you? Are you right on track?
Ow!
Yeah, I read them several times over now. I'm noticing my legs are really starting to cramp up a lot.
I told her that was normal.
Yeah, and so did the book, but it's been bad.
Just elevate your feet to help keep the swelling down, and be sure to drink plenty of fluids, okay?
It's hard when we have to ration them.
If you need it, just take it. No one will argue. I told you to drink a lot of water, didn't I?
All right. Just sit back for a second, okay, hon? It might take me a minute to figure this thing out.
What? You never used it before?
Not in this way. As a dentist, I never needed to use an ultrasound. Dr. Guin knew how it worked.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't make the same mistake he made. Just get it working.
I practiced using the machine this morning. This could be a little bit cold.
Oh.
Are you experiencing any other symptoms other than the ones in the book?
None that I know of.
Good. All right, already seeing a picture, so it's working. Just need to find...
Is that it there?
Yeah, there it is. You can see the tiny little heart right there.
So it's okay?
Well, from what I can tell, I'm not an expert, but all the parts appear to be there.
Boy or girl?
I don't know what to look for exactly with that part. Well, I do, but... Oh, wait a second.
You see it?
Yeah. It's a boy, I'm pretty sure. Just hold still for a second.
A boy.
Oh, sweet. Printer works too. Here you go.
I can't even tell what this is.
Okay, so I'm gonna go run this blood work and be back, so just go ahead and dry yourself off.
That's it?
Yep, that's all we need.
You want to water something?
No, I'm fine. Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
All of this.
I need to.
No one else has checked on me more than you.
Have to make sure you don't wander off, or something hurts you. Hard to defend yourself like that.
That's why Bricks follows me around.
Some things I don't want screwed up. And some things are better handled yourself.
What is that? What are you playing with?
This?
Yes, your ring?
A blessing. And a curse.
Could I see it?
Why?
Just curious.
Here.
It was silver, with two large bird wings etched into the sides. In the center, where the body of the bird should have been, was a flat hexagon with a stone. In the middle were several Latin words around a symbol of three intertwined rings, each with a spike facing outwards.
Be careful with it.
What does it say?
From life till death.
And that is,
Together from the beginning until our own end. It's a promise.
Wow, it's so old. Did someone give it to you?
When I was young.
Very pretty.
I would never describe it as that.
It looks familiar.
Durai has one similar.
Oh. Why would he have the same ring?
Why don't you just sit and wait till the doctor gets back?
All right.
What's it like with him in there?
Terrifying.
Really?
What if something happens to me out there?
It won't.
It could. And like I'd be able to run right now?
Which is why we're keeping an eye on you.
Is that why?
Yep.
Are you going to take him from me?
What? No. No one is going to do that.
Then I don't understand why you're here. If you're planning on using him against me, you don't have to do that. I told you, I know nothing. I have no idea where they were going.
I know. Can't I just be here? Do I have to have some motive?
Yes? I need to know if you're going to hurt us or him.
I won't. There's no reason to.
Sometimes you do things anyway.
This is different.
Why?
It just is.
Do you want to see him?
Not really.
I can't even tell what I'm looking at in this. I doubt the dentist even knows how to work it right. I mean, what is that?
What's what?
Here, look at it. Is something wrong? What's wrong? Do you see something?
No. He's fine. He's beautiful.
Are you...
I swear, if you say a word.
I won't.
Does he have a name?
Not yet.
He looks like... a Henry.
Oh, God, no.
Here, just take it. You're so lucky.
What happened?
What?
Is that why you're here? Were you like this?
I was never like that.
Did something happen?
I chose to end it.
You did? Why?
There was no other option.
You couldn't have the baby.
No. Not like that.
She sat there quietly for a moment, not saying anything, just rolling the ring around on her finger, staring at it intensely.
If they found out, they would have wanted me to keep it. But I couldn't.
But you wanted to?
No. Not like that.
Whose was it?
One of my older cousins. By force. I had to get rid of it. No one could find out. A friend knew someone. Something went wrong. I was only 16. No one knew what happened, what I did. Not even him. But then my cousin tried it again. And this time, I was ready. If I was gonna be broken, he sure as hell was gonna be too. And then everyone knew after that. Everyone connected. The other family took it very seriously. But he lived. So I was allowed to. And his scar was out of view. But they wanted to make sure that mine would be seen. So one of their enforcers did this to me. A daily reminder. But I already had one. And I live with it every day.
Do you wish you would have done something different?
What? Cut out his heart instead of his balls? No. They would have shot me on the spot. Anyone in the family gets killed no matter what their position. And it's our duty to make sure that it's repaid. My brother being one of those deaths. No. I can't stop. I have to know. No matter what.
Wait, what?
The test came back good. I just want...
Fritz! What are you doing out here?
I just got done a while ago.
What did you hear?
Nothing.
Good. Get in there and take care of her.
Okay, anyway, I was just saying it all looks good, and what levels I could check were all right.
Okay, thank you, but I really should get to, Bricks. Let's, just come on.
Wait, I'll need to see you back here in 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah, okay.
She said she had to know something. Where is she going?
I don't know.
What's wrong? Bricks, what do you know?
Look, I need to get you back to your room, okay?
You overheard, didn't you?
Maybe.
Did you know any of that already?
Not all of it.
What? What does that mean?
I'm not sure exactly.
I don't understand. Where is she going? Where is she going, Bricks? Tell me. What are you not telling me?
I can't get involved.
What do you know?
Nothing good.
Tell me!
I can't!
Bricks!
No! I said no, now shut up! We need to get you back in your room, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, go!
Sure. This is the same.
Yes, it's right there. The coat of arms for the National Training Center. The colors refer to armor, infantry, and artillery. The combat arms while the arrows signify training and education. That's the exact patch.
So, what does it mean?
It means someone assigned to Fort Irwin came back here. You want to take a guess who that might be?
You said Michael would think we were done for.
Maybe not. This could be him sending someone to make sure.
I don't know if that's right. Why would they go towards Long Beach? We were never there.
Well, they got dropped off not too far from where we were. Maybe they went and checked it out first.
Or it was just a good spot to land. I don't know.
Where are you going?
Tell CJ.
No. Before you go doing that, just sit, all right?
You don't want to.
No, I just don't know yet. Okay, give me a minute. She jumps on stuff quick. I want to think this through first. You saw how fast she shitted on my idea about the colony.
Yeah, about that. Look, I didn't want to mention anything without talking to you first. But we could always tell CJ about Sean at the colony, since they kind of had something going on between them. I mean, that might motivate her to go get Lizzie.
I don't think that'd do us any good. You see how she treats us, and we've known her longer. And you told me that Sean guy ain't even alive anymore.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I mean, I keep thinking of ways to tell her, but it never comes up. I thought it might help here.
Don't think so. And if CJ won't help us, maybe wherever that soldier came from might. And right now, our only lead is this patch. But even that's iffy. Could have been a combat patch. I don't remember which side I tore it off from. That would mean he might not have been from Irwin. No. But I don't think they deploy a training unit like the ones there.
So, it's a bad lead?
Nah. My gut says that soldier was stationed at Fort Irwin.
That's the guy's pack, right? Anything else in there?
Yeah. Broken phone. But the carriers wouldn't be working, so why'd he hang on to it?
Maybe he did have reception where he came from. That'd be a good sign. How broke is it?
Pretty bad. It's done. Now that I look at it, it doesn't look like a normal phone. Big-ass antenna.
Huh. Hold on. Hey, Glenn.
We're busy.
No, this'll just take a sec.
Well, hurry up.
Did I forget something?
No. Come on in. Saul, get the door.
Secrets, huh?
No. Just, come here. Check this out.
Oh, the sat phone. I saw that earlier, but I was going to say something, but she...
Sat phone?
As in satellite.
Yep. The same.
That's how they're talking over long distances.
Because the radios only go so far.
So we get a new one and just dial them up.
Well... It's not that simple.
What do you mean?
Satellite phones aren't very common, and this one's a bit unique. And even if you did get a new one, you wouldn't know what number to call.
Well, shit. There goes that lead.
Thanks, Glenn. That's all we were wondering about.
There is a chance, though, that I could fix this one. If the memory's still holding out, you just have to hit redial.
The thing's, like, broken in half.
Let me look.
Here, please.
Got any tools to take it apart?
You need tools? It's already cracked open.
If it works, we can get in communication with whoever's there. I mean, say they weren't looking for us, but just survivors.
Then there might be some place safe to go back to.
I mean, I like this building and all, but it'd be nice if we didn't have to deal with all this, you know?
All right, so obviously the screen is shattered, and there looks to be some damage in the contacts on the chip here. I might be able to swap the whole board.
So, can you fix it?
Oh, good chance. But I'd need another similar model for parts.
Okay, so where would you get one of these?
Online.
Okay, where else?
No stores around here. They're not very common.
Great. So nowhere we can find one.
The only place I can think about is my shack in the colony.
You had one there?
A similar model. Didn't have anyone to call, though, and the network wasn't working last time I tried. But maybe this model's different.
You sure you can get this one to work if we had yours?
Yes, but I'm not going to go get it.
But you could tell me exactly where to find it.
Oh, sure.
So you think CJ will support this?
She has to. And if this works, she'll want it. We just got our ticket to get Lizzie back.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. We're Alive. We'll be performing live and in the flesh July 27th at the Assistance League Theater in Los Angeles. For details on the event and advanced ticket sales, visit www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk,
Constance Parn, Blair Beihauer, Jenna McCombie, Ben Durand, Stuart Kennan, Veronica Belmont.
And featuring music by Haster.
I'm Michael Swan. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by
Casey Wayland. Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Wayland production.